Going to be okay. We're almost there.
There? I repeat, confused. Where are we going?
He doesn't answer, and that doesn't sit right with me.
Dean?
Something hits me.
We're in the Mustang, but Abel isn't here. I feel around, my hands cold and shaking. The aching in my skull isn't going away. Instead, it's getting worse. It feels like red-hot spikes are being shoved through my ear holes and into my brain.
Ugh. I lower my face to my knees, breathing rapidly through my mouth and nose as I try to bear through the pain.
What's wrong with me? Why can't I remember getting in the car? Why does everything still feel so fuzzy?
Dean, I say through clenched teeth, where are we going? Why are we in Abel's Mustang? Where is Abel? Where's everyone else?
Dean turns his head towards me, though his hands remain gripping the wheel.
It's going to be okay, he repeats.
A chill rushes down my spine and irritation flares to life. I slam my fist against the dashboard.
Stop fucking saying that, I snap. Just answer me.
You're hurt, Avalon, he says, cool-faced.
Not Ava, not baby. Avalon. I turn my head and stare at him for a long moment, but he doesn't look at me. I'm in pain, it's obvious, and he's not asking me if I'm okay. No, he's not asking. He's telling me that I will be. Maybe I'd believe it if his voice shook, if he showed some sort of emotion, but he seems as cool as ever. And that's when I know. This isn't real. He isn't real. Whoever this man is, he most certainly is not Dean Carter. My hand shoots for the glove compartment and I rip it open, reaching in for the gun I know is always stashed there. My hand meets empty air. I jerk my head down. There's nothing in there, not even papers or old receipts like there normally is. It's just empty. Slowly, I lift my head and stare at the man driving the car. Who the hell are you?
He glances my way finally and sighs.
I thought you would feel more comfortable with this face, the man says.
Chills chase down my spine.
That's not an answer, I reply.
You should get comfortable, he says, ignoring me. We'll be there soon.
You still haven't told me where we're going, I grit out.
I'm surprised you haven't figured it out yet, Avalon.
I hate it when he says my name with that face. Whoever this man is, he isn't right. There is not a single ounce of emotion in him. No fear, no anger, no concern, just a stillness, a coldness I've only ever experienced from one other human being before. His body is like a puppet. His movements are jerky, as if he's being played and pulled around by strings. I want to cut them. I want to shoot him in the head and see what comes out. Will it be blood, or will he be as hollow and empty as his words? My breath comes faster. The pain grows fiercer. My eyes dart to the door handle. I reach for it.
Don't, he warns.
Don't what? I ask sharply. I want out. Get me the hell out of here.
As I fight through the agony in my head, a new one spreads through my chest. Breathing becomes harder. My heart squeezes, pumping so slowly it's as if it's moving tar through my veins and arteries instead of blood. What's happening to me? Where the hell am I? Is this a dream?
It's not a dream, the man says.
Had he read my mind or had I asked that question aloud?
I don't know. I can't even hear myself think anymore. Fuck, I whimper. It hurts. I want it to stop. Stop hurting. Stop tearing me apart inside. I want it to stop. Stop. Stop.
It will, the man assures me.
Stop doing that, I yell. My lungs squeeze with my panic. Let me out. I grab onto the door handle and yank.
It doesn't move. I release it and punch the window. My bones feel like they've broken, but the glass remains unfractured. I'm not going to stop, though. Not until I get out of this fucking